The Prairie School
Podcast Project.
Welcome to the January episode of the Prairie School Podcast Project. We are
Maddox,
Cassandra,
Viviana,
Gibson,
Tessa,
Leticia,
Lauren,
Sebastian,
Jenna,
Eliza,
Alexandra,
Havana,
Connor,
Karsten,
Luke,
Olivia,
Greta.
And all this month's episode, we are going to discuss the character strength of optimism.
We hope that our podcast episodes inspire learners, promotes leadership, and encourages you to look on the bright side of every situation.
Did you know that being optimistic helps you to be your best self no matter what the day brings?
Yeah, it teaches us, and even when the going gets tough, our outlook can make all the difference.
Optimism means that you believe that effort will improve your future and help you stay motivated even when things don't go well.
It isn't about believing in luck. Rather, it is knowing that a positive attitude and hard work pay off and will bring you happiness.
Here is a conversation we recently overheard. Can you hear the optimism?
I'm really nervous about my concert. I have been practicing the piano every day for 3 weeks, but I keep missing the same note. I am sure I'll mess up while on stage.
You'll do great.
And most of all, you'll feel so proud when you are finished.
Some of the best things experienced in life are worth being nervous for.
I can't get this math problem. It's too hard, and I feel frustrated. I can't do this tricky addition.
You can't do it yet.
Yet?
Haven't you heard of the power of yet? It is a little word that can take you far.
Yet gives you hope for the future, reminding you that with grit, the growth mindset, and perseverance, anything is possible.
Today we are sitting down with Miss Carpenter, early school teacher for 18 years and a very wise owl. Miss Carpenter, why is it important that people show optimism?
Well, do you look at the world with your glass half empty, or do you look at the world with your glass half full? Someone with a negative attitude might say half empty, while someone with a positive attitude and an optimistic outlook on life might say half full. Optimism is a feeling or attitude of being positive or hopeful about the future. Optimism is a quality that anyone can choose. Great reasons to choose to be optimistic are that people who are optimistic are very happy and hopeful. Optimistic people live longer and healthier lives. Optimistic people are more productive with their time. They see challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning. Optimistic people are creative and look at different ways to make something work. Optimistic people are persistent and keep going even when things get tough. Optimistic people are confident and courageous. They try to find the best in people, places, and things around them.
When can primary school students show optimism?
Primary school students can choose to be optimistic too. You can practice noticing good things that happen around you. You can get in the habit of telling yourself positive things that you can do to help yourself succeed in life. For example, you can say, if I study hard, I can get a better grade. Or, if I practice my instrument, I will play better. When you have a challenge, don't give up. Be be optimistic knowing that challenges can be growing experiences. Tomorrow is a new day and a fresh start to whatever you choose to do. And remember, when it rains, look for rainbows, and when it's dark, look for stars.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Carpenter.
You're so welcome.
Today we close with one of our favorite quotes on optimism.
Forget all the reasons it won't work and believe the one reason that it will.
We like to think characterlab.org, goodhousekeeping.com, and Mrs. Carpenter for sharing their wisdom with us.